PromiseGod.net.
Hello, Brother Thomas. This is Sister Mary.
Yes, Sister Mary.
How you doing today, Brother Thomas?
Pretty good. And yourself?
I'm doing great, Brother Thomas. I'm still reading in the love chapter in 1 Corinthians 13:4, and I was just wanting to ask you, what is envy?
Yeah, envy. Envy is one of those words that sometimes people have trouble identifying. A lot of people don't even know, even though it's a small word, a lot of people don't use in their vocabulary, use the word envy. And oftentimes we wonder, you know, well, okay, what does envy mean? And lots of us, we won't take time to look up in the dictionary when we're reading our Bibles. And so I think it's important that we do identify the word envy. 1 Corinthians 13:14, which is where you were reading out of when you found the word, and it says that, love envieth not. And so it's very important that we understand what the word envy means. And actually the word envy is the same thing as the word to be jealous. To be jealous. Jealousy and envy refers basically to the same thing. And in character, I mean, this is another character of love. And the opposite of that, we can certainly see where we disobey God. Because in our sin nature that we're birthed with, we're jealous over a lot of things and a lot of issues in our everyday life, and we don't identify it. We use other words to identify what we feel instead of the real words that we identify, and usually it's because we're ignorant as to exactly what a lot of emotions that we feel actually are. But the word envy is the same word as jealousy. The next sin or disobedient act that we perform in our daily lives is against the law of God, which is the behavior known as love. Is the behavior known as envy, which carries in its meaning in the word, like I said already, it means jealousy. To understand the meaning of the word envy, we must define the word jealousy. Jealousy is the fear of being replaced or the fear of losing, which we experience within three areas of our lives. In the area of possessiveness, pertaining to material things, and also with ideals, jobs, and etc. And then also in the area of our relationships with people in our lives, but not just limited to husband and wife or to girlfriend or boyfriend, but also to the employees, our employers, friends, enemies. And then the third is in the area of positions and in the maintaining of those positions which we have acquired, whether it be on the job or in our own home, family, or positions that we hold in the eyes of our friends. In all three areas, this fear of loss and the fear of replacement creates in us a behavior of cruel competition towards those who become our competitors. Striving for the same thing as another and trying to keep or acquire our goal in one or all three of these areas. This fear of loss, or that fear of being replaced, creates in us cruel competitiveness, which in turn produces other characteristics of that sin behavior or that disobedient behavior, such as anger, irritability, and a defensive striking out towards others by cruel criticism and a severe behavior of gossiping to those who oppose us, oftentimes destroying their reputation in the eyes of others, no matter the cost, in order to keep or to acquire the object of our fear or our jealousy or our fear of loss or replacement. This fear of loss or being replaced also creates within us a life of constant suspicion towards those around us, or a life of non-trust or having non-confidence, always questioning the motives of those around us and automatically declaring them guilty without any direct evidence. Many of us only think of jealousy between two people and only when certain circumstances arise. But many of us live most of our lives with the fear, constantly alone with the suspicion and non-trust of others almost daily. This kind of person is living a life most miserable. Such a person is living a life of constant fear and suspicion, always irritable and fighting with others, for they can never allow themselves to put down their guard unless another comes and rob them of the object of their jealousy or of their loss or fear of being replaced or fear of loss. Example, you're in a business meeting and you bring up an idea as to how to better perform a specific job that is being performed right there on the job site. Now, your idea was discussed and agreed upon for it to be assigned to a committee in order to be done or in order to be carried out. Then another voice arises or echoes in the meeting, and someone else approaches the problem from another direction. At that moment, when you heard that other voice, a tinge of fear came over you, the fear that your ideal may be replaced. And then anger begins to rise within you, and you are now ready to defend and protect your ideal. This fear is called jealousy. Many of us experience it many times in our lives. Do you observe the selfishness, not willing to hear another ideal and compare and choose the one best for the company? Another example, you're the supervisor of a job, and you have a foreman working under you. When one morning you enter the shop and spot the owner of the company talking with your foreman, then out of nowhere, a fear comes over you with a sense of suspiciousness as to what are they talking about. And it's got to be you, right? And if they are talking about your ability and maybe running the shop, at this time, all kinds of faults come rushing into your mind, becoming suspicious of them both conspiring against you, only to find out at a later date they were only exchanging personal hunting experiences with each other and that it had nothing to do about you. Example, as you were strolling through the Walmart store, you raised your head only to spot your husband talking and laughing with another woman in a manner that seemed to you to be just all too friendly. All of a sudden, just as in the last two examples, that sense of fear of being replaced by another woman and that you are going to lose him comes over you. Then all of a sudden, all kinds of thoughts begin to race through your mind. As you become suspicious of all that he may do and where he may go, when he comes in late from work, you begin to imagine the two of them meeting together somewhere and spending time with one another. Imagine as this fear continues, it eats at you as to how old she may be or as to where she may live. You also find yourself being irritated and becoming angry a lot easier than you used to, snapping at him with a heart of bitterness. This continues for years until you end your marriage and divorce, but only if you would have arrived on the scene a little earlier. You would have seen that your husband had accidentally bumped shopping carts coming around the corner and afterwards exchanging words and laughing at the situation. Have you ever felt that fear of loss or fear of replacement to come over you? Jealousy is what it's called, that little green monster that we all experience. And jealousy is a sin. of fear, and fear is a sign as well of our selfishness. Fear is an emotional alarm that we experience, when we talk about jealousy, because jealousy is a fear. Jealousy, again, like I said, is a fear of loss or a fear of replacement. And actually, fear is an emotional alarm that we experience when harm is about to be experienced in the areas of our own cares, such as in the areas of our own interest, our own comfort, our own happiness, and our own well-being, and our own pleasures. When a person feels like he is about to be violated, a strong emotional of being afraid or fear arises in the area or about the center of your chest. Stop and examine yourself the next time when you get ready to become angry, and see if that emotion of, or that emotional fear does not arise. And then check to see if there is not a selfish motive or defense in one of those areas, such as your interests, your comfort, your happiness, your well-being, or pleasures, or even the other places that I mentioned a while ago. Examine yourself each time you get ready to become angry, and you will discover the true motives as to why you react the way you do, and that reason will be because of your own selfishness. And that is the seed that gives life to our sin, or to our anger and hate and our fear and our jealousies. Our bitternesses, our slanders, our gossip, our murder, our theft, our adulteries, fornication, drunkenness, fightings, unforgiveness, disobedience to authority, and any other sin or disobedient behavior that I haven't mentioned that you maybe don't think of. Selfishness is the seed, especially of even our fears and our jealousies. And it is the life giver to all sinful or disobedient behaviors, and fear will expose to you what that selfish area is. Do not be afraid to examine yourself. It is needful in order to get help from the one who loves you so much, and that's Jesus Christ, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy 1:7 says it like this: "For God hath not given us the spirit of jealousy, or the spirit of fear, or the spirit of feeling the emotion of fear of loss, or fear of being a replacement, but of God. He's given us a spirit, and the spirit of power, and of love, and of a sound mind." I guarantee you don't have a sound mind when you're selfish. You don't have a sound mind when you're experiencing fear, or jealousy, the spirit of fear of loss or replacement. You don't have a sound mind. You don't think right when you're experiencing fear or jealousy. You don't think right. You don't make decisions right. As children of God, those who do know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, you've been adopted into the family of God. And God wishes to give you rest and peace in your spirit, your soul, your mind, your desires, your thoughts. And He hasn't given you and put you in a position to where you have any reason to be jealous of anybody, or to even fear that alarm system called fear go off because your area may have been violated by another. You have God as your protector, as your keeper. He is dependent. He's like a rock. He's unmoved. He said He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said He is the God of our salvation. He is our protector. He is our buckler. He is our shield. He's all that we need. And if we could just have faith and confidence in all that He said He is to us, there should be no reason for fear of loss of anything in our lives. Fear, jealousy, it is a sin.